This is episode 41 of the Home and Family Culture Podcast. I'm Jody Chafee. In this episode, I had the opportunity to interview some attendees of the LDSHE East Homeschool Conference and to get their review of how they experienced the conference. And so there's a little bit of ambient noise in the background, but I worked on covering it up with some pretty music. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Home and Family Culture Podcast, where I discuss how families can discover and design their collective vision, values, beliefs, and traditions that influence their family culture. In this podcast, I interview experts who offer tips and tools to inspire families in this process of developing their family culture, and also successful individuals whose success was influenced by their family culture growing up. Be sure to check out the show notes for this and every episode at homeandfamilyculture.com, where you can subscribe for my weekly newsletter filled with updates on the podcast and blog, as well as other tidbits of information I like to add. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or YouTube. Please subscribe to your favorite medium. You can also find me on social media at Family Culture Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest, and at _FamilyCulture on Twitter. Be sure to comment, follow, like, rate, and share. But enough about all that. Let's get to the episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on my podcast, the Home and Family Culture Podcast. Tell me your name.
My name is Jill McKenzie.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So we're here at this LDSHE conference, and it's super awesome. It's been way inspiring.
It has been wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my very first time this year.
Really?
Yeah, I've homeschooled on and off throughout the years, but okay. It has been my very, very first time to come to this conference, because usually I work during the summers, but I didn't work this summer, so we made this happen so we could have a different adventure, and it has been very enlightening and incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So when you were preparing to come, what were you hoping to get out of the conference?
I didn't really know what to expect. I knew it would be like a women's, education week or something, but I didn't quite know what to expect, honestly.
Yeah.
And when I came, my first thought was, what am I going to get out of it? I was looking for some tools to be more creative. I was looking also to see, I feel like I've been inspired with certain things to teach my children. And I think I came here to maybe have a checklist to see, were some of those inspirations correct? Were some not? So I was looking basically for more refinement so that I could become better at what I'm doing now.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So what is one thing that has stood out to you that did you find an answer?
Wow, what a question. I found many answers. So I'm just going to choose one because I have about 100.
Yeah.
There was a class just today that was on strategies of how you can teach your children different ways to be creative. I have very creative boys. And yes, they are boys, but they are super creative. And so they like to explore and learn different ways. And some of the ways the checklist was met that I went, yes, I'm doing something right. And then there were some other things that I learned some tools to refine what I'm already doing.
Yeah.
Like using different charts or different ways to express or revoicing what they've learned or teaching them how to write better or read better. It was just phenomenal. I have a 12-year-old, and it was a total answer to what I was looking for. So it was amazing.
Yeah, 12, you're getting into that teenage year.
Exactly. But the same principle that I learned today would apply to my grandchildren, or if I was a mother of young children. Sometimes I think one of the questions that came to my mind as I was listening, and many times we as women have internal conversations as we're hearing truth, right?
Yeah.
Like, am I doing this, or why didn't I know this years ago? That came to me was, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But we're all students, we're always learning, so we're given step by step what we need to do. And I feel confidence in the Lord in inspiring me. And I knew that this year it opened up for a purpose for me to gain more. That the other children, the answer I received, that the other children I had raised, was very amazing. that they were meant to do what they were meant to do, but the last two that I'm working on were meant to receive the tools I received today so that I can take them to the next step higher for their time.
So that pretty much segues into my last question.
Yes, yeah, it does.
You know, how are the things you're going to learn? What is one thing that's going to influence your homeschool and your family culture?
Oh, you know what? I really worked hard to teach my children that if you want to go to public school, you can. You can be among the masses. You're not necessarily a part of them. But at the same time, who knows what the world is going to do? I want them to have the confidence and the ability that if they want to homeschool, that they can do it, and that the resources are phenomenal out there, and that most homeschooling moms like us, we're all wanting the best for our children, so we sometimes will pay for the best, or yeah. We look for the best, but usually the best is truth, and usually the best is looking towards that light, which is the one who gives us this, and that is Christ and our Heavenly Father. So for me, just want them. Our culture is always evolving,
yeah.
But it is evolving always in truth.
Yeah.
So for me, I guess in answering your question with that long explanation, it is just adding more truth to what our tools, what we're building upon already.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you helped sum up everything I've been feeling over these
Excellent.
Last few days in this conference.
Well, I'm glad, because half the time I think, am I completely here? No.
Right? Well, there's so much to process, and
there
so
is,
it's
yes.
like, but when you sum it up as that this is truth, and when
yes.
we bring it home, bring truth home, and bring it into our hearts, that's our inspiration, and what else do we need?
You know what? I don't think we need anything else. It is simply truth. And if we ask for truth, we will always receive it. Again, let me repeat. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So it's always our goal to be ready, to be the student, so that when we receive something, we're ready to receive it, instead of saying, and just because we receive it, it doesn't mean that we can't be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But that's when we proceed forward with faith, that He will fill in the cracks that we cannot do. So you just got a little insight to me that I get overwhelmed,
well,
and I think I am not. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to do this right. But I do know that as long as I have His Spirit with me to teach and to seek the truth, that it will, the students, which are my children and friends too, will receive it the way it was meant to receive, because
yeah.
the Spirit will do more in their hearts than we ever can.
Yes.
So that's my take on everything.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
So this is the first year that I've ever attended this conference, and I've only been homeschooling half of my kids since January, and I came with the full intention of leaving one of my children in public school because she's extremely difficult, and I came here, and it was during one of your talks, I believe, at the beginner seminar, and she has to come home. I don't know how it's going to work because she's extremely challenging, but this whole conference has been geared towards her, and I didn't realize I was here for her because she's the one I was going to leave in public school.
Right.
So I will have five home in the fall. But I have so many tools to fix what's wrong, and we're not so far off the path. I mean, we are with her, but there's still hope. I can bring it back.
Right. So you've gotten a lot of comfort.
Yes.
And
that whole self-governance thing is going to rock my household.
Awesome. So there's
like,
one principle. Would you say
legit.
That would be a gem that you... major gems you've got.
Absolutely. And then flow has been talked about a lot. Just being able, not having your time fractured seems to be a good common theme. And I was always the person who thought multitasking, you get more done. When in reality, you don't get things done with the quality that you need to get them done.
Focus.
Yeah. Focus.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how will that influence your homeschool and your family culture?
More driven, more independence, more freedom, more love and compassion, more respect. And I got a lot of work on myself to do to make that all happen. But I'm leaving with the tools to do it.
Yeah.
Now I have to find the time not to sleep so I can do the research.
I think that's awesome that you say that it's work on yourself, because, you know, it really does start with us, and then it trickles down to our families. You know, whatever we
are developing.
Right.
They pick up on that, and that's a huge part of family culture, is what we model, how we talk to each other.
Right.
And
this is not how I was raised or brought up or even thought of. So I'm doing absolutely everything that is opposite of how I was raised and brought up.
Right. So there's a transition there.
Big time.
So say your name one more time.
Dacia Gessel.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, say your name.
Meredith Miller.
Okay. And so what did you hope to get out of the conference?
I hope to get better tools for more bonding with my one particular child, the one I started with this year.
Yeah.
She and I butt heads a whole lot, but I adore her. We're very similar.
So you butt heads.
I call her Leanne called in her management. What was it called? Conflict management or whatever class. She talked about her stress. Her kid
like
was
defiant.
Skilled in stress enhancement, and she was he's high energy, and that's my daughter. I think she's very good at stressing me out, but at the same time, through multiple classes, I feel like I got so many tools to make her feel heard. Like, I think she treat her more importantly and with more respect, and I think a lot of things we've resolved. But just even simple stuff like how we talked about turning and facing the person, looking them in the eye. And actually, there were more than one speaker who talked about looking them in the eye. I think that if she felt more heard and more respected, and I don't know, I think that we could heal a lot of the issues we're having right now. Although I've absolutely loved having her, I've loved this year. It's been our first year of kindergarten, so I was lucky to start from the beginning. But I know going forward, if I stayed exactly how we were, it would not be a success, and we wouldn't be helping our family. And I want to. Anyway, I feel like I've gotten so many good.
Yeah, and you're seeing that those things that she's maybe defiant, you could see them more as strengths rather than as
how she said Nephi was, I'll go and do, and Marone, I was probably that kid, like, hey, Dad, I'm going over that wall. And I'm like, that's my girl. And I've always said she's going to do wonderful things if I can teach her the right way, because she has this bold, strong personality and strong-headed. And my husband and I have always said she is going to do amazing things, but we can screw it up too. She's gonna move mountains, but we gotta make sure. And our little one, we see that fire in him too. Like, we have some very strong-willed, awesome kids, but sometimes we discipline too much or punish too much of those behaviors rather than being like, hey, let's use it this way.
Yeah.
And I really wanna work on that. And I feel like through many classes, I feel like I could piece together something from every class I went to, and it was all like, hey, here's how you can fix this relationship. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really good.
So many great tools of how to heal your family or how to just function better, right? I mean, you spend so much time together when you're homeschooling, and so it's like you need to get these tools and resources.
And I don't want to push her away, because people always say, why are you homeschooling her? You guys have a hard time. And I'm like, if my relationship with the Heavenly Father is weak, I'm going to be on my knees more.
Yeah.
Not push myself away. So if our relationship is weak, I need her more.
Yes.
So we have more time. Maybe there's more time for arguments, but there's also more time for connecting.
Yes.
You know, and I just feel like we'd get the worst hours of the day if she was at school. And I'm like, when are we going to bond if she comes home exhausted and I'm like frazzled? So
that's a really good point. So how will these principles shape your family culture?
Just be happier. I think there'll be more mutual respect with everyone. I want to try to listen more. But I think our family culture, I just think everyone's going to feel more of a closeness and more a sense of belonging. Like, we are unified rather than, he's the favorite. She doesn't say that. But, like, I just want them to, I want everyone to feel very unified. Like, we're all in this together. We have a family mission. That was another thing. Like, we need to have a family mission, you know? We have to have a purpose every day that we talk about. And, I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys give me chills. Just great,
thanks.
Awesome things. Thank you.
Sure.
Say your name.
I'm Emily Dugenheffer.
Okay.
And what did you hope to learn or come expecting to get out of the conference?
So I was expecting to get some guidance in higher level learning, because I have a budding middle schooler. Like, he's going to middle school. I've homeschooled for 3 years, so we kind of found my groove, but I know that there's constant room for improvement.
Yeah.
So we have some certain standards already established in our house, but there can be a lot more connection. I plan my year around this conference, because by the end, and I actually plan our co-ops and things to end so that I can recharge and reconnect. So I loved the that we are not alone, because having other LDS homeschooling families, because at Lark, our religion is such a huge part of our entire life, so you can't really separate that, especially from a homeschool situation. So being with other women and being empowered by other women's stories and by other women frazzled days, and knowing that we all have both of them, means that we are all, like they said, in this together. So some specific things that I really enjoyed were, there was one talk that talked about the third thing for you and your child to both love. So that you should have a third thing that you both really enjoy, that that's your special thing. So I was looking for something that would help also with that bonding with my children, that I can elevate those relationships. I really enjoyed high trust relationships and other things like that were addressed, because that's why I do it. I do homeschool for the connections with my children and to help them know how to make those connections in their life. Because when we're done, I have the interesting experience of almost losing a child at the age of 1 year old. And so my experience, I am preparing them not just for what's going on now, but for the life to come, and the connections that we make here are the most important. So I get a lot of those connections too, and reminders of the importance of the connections I'm making.
What is one other principle, or that's something that stood out to you that will influence your family culture?
There were so many different things that I could apply. One of the things that I think I took most away is from the presenters and from the other people I'm around, is that when they have bettered themselves by giving them more tools, more information, more books, more knowledge and understanding, the people who I respected and really looked up to and wanted to emulate, that's why I come here, is to find people of inspiration, is I found that those people, though the content might be different for each one, but they have spent a lot of very determined time to better their own understanding.
Yes.
And so that has given me motivation to better my own understanding, and that kind of incentive to say, I like that, I can emulate that by doing some of those things. And all of them had something very in common, and they read a lot. Mm-hmm. They did not watch a lot of TV. There was not a lot of screen time in their home, and their time was very much compounded by the Lord in doing that.
I love too this theme of like coming here to see what other people are doing, like them basically being your mentors. You know, how important that is, that these people that come to this conference are really passionate about what they're doing, and that it's passionate for them to then turn and help the rest of us, that, or to just testify to us or tell us stories from their experiences, how inspiring that is, and that it really does carry over into our homes, and just the inspiration is
absolutely,
I can't measure that too.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, what's your name?
Amber Larson.
Hey, Amber.
Hi.
So, as you were preparing to come to this LDSCG conference, what were you hoping to get out of the conference?
I think I was hoping to find, I'm a new homeschooler.
Okay.
So I was hoping to find a way of homeschooling that was different than the way I did it last year. So this is my second year. And I felt like the last year was not very successful for me or my kids. And so I came looking for ideas on different ways to do things, different methods, different systems, and things like that.
Great. Did you find what you were hoping?
Yeah, in some ways. I think I mostly found the courage to do what I've always wanted to do, just didn't feel like I could do.
Yeah.
Just, it's too different from what I know.
Right.
And so it feels scary to try. But I think the conference gave me courage that I could try it. And if it totally fails, that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's true. There's this message that's like, we're part of this process together as a family to figure out how we tick and what's going to work for us, and just keep trying.
Yeah.
And you're not going to ruin your kids.
Right.
Really.
Let's hope that's really,
and it's
really
great
hope that's true.
Right? But it's great to come here and hear other people's experiences of that they tried the things and they didn't ruin their kids. And it's like, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
that's good news. That's very reassuring.
Yeah. And that people have done it all different ways.
Yes.
And all their kids are turning out successful and fine. And so the way you do it isn't so much that important as choosing a way and going with it. So.
Yes. I love that. Awesome. So what principle has stood out to you the most from this conference?
That
stuck with you?
I think maybe that family relationships trump it all. If that's the only thing that you really do at some point in your homeschool is build your relationship, then you did the most important thing. You know, and then the academics will come and go, and there'll be good days and bad days, and good years and bad years.
Right.
But keeping that relationship, a good relationship constant, is what matters the most.
And how much hope that is.
So what are you going to take with you from this conference? I mean, obviously the importance of your relationships and things, but how will it impact your homeschool and your family culture?
Oh, I have a long list,
right?
of things that I'm going to try to impact, change in some areas or make improvements or adjustments. Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, and this is my first year at the LDSHE conference, and I've attended other homeschool conferences, and I like this conference for the spirit that's here. It makes learning so much more efficient when you have the spirit with you and you're in a class, you know? And those quotes are up there that just speak to you, you know? Anyway, so it's been a great thing.
Thank you.